Psalm 41-2, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. Today when we read the entire psalm we will find how people were thinking low for wealth and money status. That shows how blessed I am because I am not able to think low of myself when I am struggling to feed my family the next meal and have hefty bills to pay. Even now, I know, for example, the sexton of our church here in my mother's place used to talk as if he is downtrodden as me. But I know that my parents and grandparents used to make him sit and have tea along with us, so the servant maid who used to help my mother when my father was alive. She used to enjoy my mother's company and share much about her life in this suburb which was their village. People used to tell us openly how all the grazing ground for their animals is lost and that they are struggling. I was always wanting to start my business and used to ask my parents about it, as my father can do it. But he used to say that they ask but will not buy from us. This is how David was, despite knowing God and believing in him, reflecting the society that valued the one who had more money, and that was kingship, especially because Saul was the anointed. God was willing to hurt Saul when possessed by the devil and was not using his will to remain in God helping David to be delivered. This was David's life. This is how God will be with us as well. This is the lesson that my grandfather taught me, that remaining in God is more important and never to earn his wrath by using his name in vain. Remember the wrath Jesus got into when they traded inside the church over salvation during the Passover. The Lord will deliver anyone who is righteously walking in his ways. Make them your friends or brothers or neighbors. Dear Lord, Almighty, bless this day and the days to come. Bless all those who wish me well, those who don't accept to treat me inhumanely, and those who want me to live a good life. Bless my enemies to stay away and not know me, so that they will not earn your wrath against them. Fill our daily plates in abundance that we may never run out of, but be able to help others. Provide us with long-lasting, good, and safe roofs and clothing. Thank you for what you have provided today. Deliver us from all evils, specifically, that are of this day. Touch us with your healing hand so that we may remain in good health. Make way for us and show us the way to your blessedness so that we may lead our lives in peace, joy, love, hope, faith, goodness, prosperity, praise, and worship, exemplifying your glory for a victorious life on this earth. Amen.